Thank you and good morning. A shooting and robbery incident that left a Willow Creek man in the hospital has now become a homicide investigation after the man died from gunshot wounds on Monday. 44-year-old Dana Hudson died from complications from those gunshot wounds after he was assaulted by 2 to 3 men on Sabretooth Road in Willow Creek on August 12th. The sheriff's office reported that he had been robbed at gunpoint and then shot, and the assailants fled the scene in his yellow pickup truck. Hudson was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing. Humboldt County Sheriff's detectives were dispatched to the scene of a double homicide at a residence on a Forest Service Road in Higham Palm. Trinity County deputies were first on scene after the murders were reported, and they located 2 dead men at the scene. Humboldt County detectives, along with members of the County Drug Enforcement Unit, responded to the scene to open an investigation. They located 2 marijuana grows on 2 neighboring properties, along with living structures, and evidence points to multiple assailants in connection with the murders. Autopsies were performed on the bodies yesterday, and the identification of the victims is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. No suspects have been identified. The family of 22-year-old Riley Bean, who moved to Humboldt County from New Hampshire about 3 years ago, has reported him as a missing person. Bean was last in contact with his family on Mother's Day, and it's a concern that he has not been in contact since. Bean has worked in the marijuana industry and was last known to be working in Garberville, and his family has been unable to reach him by phone. He's a white male adult, 6'2", 170, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Anyone with information about Bean or his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Members of the Karuk, Yurok, and Hoopa tribes have announced their support for the ongoing protest against a pipeline project across Native lands in North Dakota. Local tribal members have traveled to North Dakota to assist the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, and there will be a rally in Klamath on Friday to voice opposition to the proposed pipeline. True North Organizing, which represents Native tribes across the Northwest, has organized the event, which will take place along the banks of the Klamath River from noon until 2 on Friday afternoon. The Arcata Police Department continues its investigation into a fatal traffic collision that left a 55-year-old man dead and the driver of a vehicle facing felony DUI charges. 24-year-old Willard Bergerson was behind the wheel when he struck the pedestrian, who was pronounced dead at the scene at 14th and H. Bergerson pulled over and was later arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence, and he was booked for vehicular manslaughter. The identity of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Jordan Christmas has news from the Eureka Police Department.
The Eureka Police Department plans on conducting special enforcement operations on various days throughout this month for Pedestrian Safety Month. Routine patrols will focus on troubled areas where vehicle versus pedestrian collisions are prevalent, and they will also enforce traffic laws for drivers and pedestrians alike. Law enforcement agencies across the county, as well as across the state, are participating in the newly labeled month after the state senate passed a resolution.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There's a question being asked by officials at the local and state level that needs a definitive and long-term answer, and it revolves around infrastructure funding, particularly for streets and roads in California. The city of Eureka is in the midst of paving projects on main corridors across the city, including 6th and 7th Streets, as well as Henderson. City Manager Greg Sparks said the city used some reserve funds to augment the road fund to get the projects finished.
On the paving projects, we have a little more money in this year's budget than what we've had in the past couple of years, because our budget typically is made up of the gas tax dollars, but we also supplemented that this year with $250,000 of general fund dollars that basically kind of unexpended funds from the previous year. Call it reserve funds if you want.
The long-term issue remains unresolved as state officials look for revenue streams other than the state gas sales tax to fund road maintenance. Locally, the Humboldt County Association of Governments is looking at a sales tax increase that would push Eureka's sales tax to more than 9%. A tipping point could be reached.
You know, the thing, of course, that voters will see on the ballot this fall is Measure U. That's the HCOG countywide half-cent sales tax. what's the tipping point on sales tax? And on the other end, streets aren't going to get better on a few hundred thousand dollars a year of overlays.
You can hear Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks talk road maintenance and tax policy by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.